It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to the regional news from KVNF. I'm Jake Ryan. Mesa County District Attorney Pete Hautzinger has sent out cease and desist letters to several online gambling establishments.
I've been monitoring the issue for some time. Then Attorney General John Southers issued an opinion, an Attorney General opinion letter last October, stating his formal opinion that these internet gambling cafes are in fact illegal under Colorado law and really constitute professional gambling. And I contemplated writing a letter to the establishments then. Since then, more of these establishments have proliferated around the jurisdiction. I'm aware of five different cafes that are open now. And I'm seeing a bigger sort of ripple effect in that I've been getting complaints from some of the local charities that they're seeing their income from legal bingo halls that are endorsed by Colorado law as a mechanism for raising money for charities. They're seeing their income down markedly, presumably because people prefer to go gamble at these internet cafes.
So Hautzinger sent a letter to the establishments, giving them until the end of the month to close their doors, warning them that if they're still operating come April 1st, his office will begin investigating them.
Prefer that they just shut down and take the profits they've made over the last several months and be satisfied about it. But the other factor is that a new bill has just passed the legislature. It is on its way to Governor Hickenlooper's desk that makes it much more explicitly clear that these operations are against the law. Whatever gray area there might have been is completely eradicated by the new legislation.
If the DA's office does go after the establishments, they would not only lose all the equipment, computers and such, but also lose any money they've made. Colorado has been under fire lately over Amendment 64. The state is currently being sued by neighboring states and a Washington, D.C. organization over recreational marijuana. Now, Colorado is being sued by its own sheriffs. Six sheriffs from across Colorado and sheriffs and prosecutors from Nebraska and Kansas are plaintiffs in the suit. Governor John Hickenlooper is named as the defendant. Two Western Slope officers, Hinsdale County Sheriff Ronald Bruce and Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee, are part of the lawsuit. KVNF's Laura Paul Massano speaks to McKee about why he joined the suit.
Why did you join this lawsuit?
This legal action has been in process for about a year. When the attorney firm Jackson and Lewis got a hold of me and asked me if I'd like to participate, I gave it some thought, and then, you know, I believe that conflict between the Controlled Substance Act and the United States Constitution and Amendment 64 in Colorado Constitution, that there was enough conflict there that required some judicial review. You know, I want to make it very clear, this is not a us-against-them type of thing, but there exists a conflict, and we need to get that resolved so that peace officers all across our state that are sworn an oath to uphold the law know how to proceed.
The federal government seems to be taking a hands-off approach to marijuana legalization. Why do you and other sheriffs feel the need to challenge Amendment 64?
Well, our opinion is that I don't get to pick and choose which laws I enforce. And if we're going to do that as a state and as a nation and every entity that just decides, hey, I don't like that law, so I'm not going to enforce it, then I think chaos is coming down the road. And the federal government could very easily go in and tomorrow morning take marijuana off the Controlled Substance Act. The other reason is I do have serious concerns about the amount of illegal activity that is being associated with marijuana, and especially as it's leaving the state of Colorado into states where it still is a felony.
As the sheriff of Delta County, have you seen increased illegal activity related to marijuana? And if so, please give specific examples of those issues.
Well, I'm not going to go into specific examples because most of those are still very much under investigation. But I'm receiving at our office at least a call every week, if not every other week, by concerned neighbors who believe that they have neighbors that are growing large amounts of marijuana way beyond what is authorized by Amendment 64.
How do you personally feel about marijuana legalization?
Personally, I'm opposed to it. I believe that it's not good for the state. I don't believe it's good for our nation. But that's beside the point. That is absolutely not what this lawsuit's about. This is strictly trying to get some clarification on the constitutional issues.
That was KVNF's Laura Paul Massano speaking to Delta County Sheriff Fred McKee. He says no county funds are being spent on the case. Mark DeBernardo, one of the attorneys representing the sheriffs and county prosecutors, tells KVNF that Drug Free America Foundation is helping to fund the case, and so far no counties have paid for it. DeBernardo is also the founder and executive director of the Institute for a Drug-Free Workplace. The town of Cedar Edge might be overturning a current ban on marijuana manufacturing facilities. Recently, the town council was asked for a variance that would allow for a manufacturing facility, but it's a little more complicated than that. The Surface Creek town has banned any medical marijuana establishments, as well as any recreational facilities. Town manager Katie Sickles says that the town council isn't fiercely opposed to the idea.
The recreational marijuana public hearing was not very, it was lightly attended, I'll put it that way. And that means that there were very few citizens that that spoke or sent us any comments about recreational marijuana. So in this case, the council always wonders, did they make the right decision because there was not a lot of public input?
So the council is putting out to the residents again, this time just asking about manufacturing facilities. Sickles says that if the ban is not overturned, the application for the facility is moot. A public meeting is scheduled for next Thursday at 6 p.m. State lawmakers have approved a public safety bill to fund testing evidence in rape and drunk driving cases and child abuse investigations. As Ben Berkland reports, it comes after the two chambers initially disagreed on a controversial amendment to the bill.
Senate Republicans blocked the bill because they objected to a Democratic amendment that would have added money to decrease the wait time for concealed carry background checks. They didn't think the wait time was a problem and don't support the underlying background check law. But Democratic Budget Committee member Representative Millie Hamner urged her party to support it without the amendment.
We had hoped to support the department's request to process background checks more efficiently. At the same time, we should not be willing to put the rest of the bill's intent in jeopardy.
The move ended a political fight that has colored other supplemental budget requests in advance of working on the state budget, which lawmakers will take up later this month. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
That was the regional news. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.